Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed, Week 14 against Atlanta. The Packers rushed for a season-high 179 yards as a team. Eddie Lacy and James Starks combined for 148 of those yards, plus two rushing touchdowns on 23 carries. Five of those 23 carries went for 10 yards or more, and in order to break the big runs, it requires a combination of tremendous blocking up front with patience and vision by the running back. And the Packers got that going early, running to daylight. Here's the second play of the game and a look the Packers see a lot. Off the screen are two deep safeties and three wide receivers, which leaves only six men in the box, a good number for the Packers to run against. And Eddie Lacy on this play shows good patience and vision as John Kuhn does not quite have the right angle on the linebacker there, but the blocks by Lindsley and Sitton and Bakhtiari are solid, and Jordy Nelson's doing his job on the outside. That gives Lacy time to scoot through. Bakhtiari gets his man more than 5 yards downfield, and Lacy is off to a 22-yard run. Very next snap, this time Kuhn is to Lacy's left. He's got this linebacker here, and this is easy on the running back because you can't draw it up any better than this, folks. Look at these blocks right here. Eddie Lacy, it's as simple as it gets. He goes 12 yards without being touched, and the Packers are across midfield. Even after the Packers scored on their first two possessions, the Falcons still stayed with two deep safeties and a six-man box. That's when James Starks got rolling. First play of possession number three, you see the two deep safeties against three wide receivers. That leaves six in the box. Now the Packers catch a break on this play because the slot corner blitzes the quarterback and takes himself right out of it. And as the rest of this unfolds, you can see this linebacker overplays the hole. Brian Bulaga stays with his man. TJ Lang drives his man out, and that leaves a huge cutback lane for James Starks. He's off to the races for 21 yards. And the Packers are on the move again. The big runs early help set up the play action, the bootleg passes, all those things Aaron Rodgers makes work so well. But the long runs also gave the Packers the confidence they could open a big hole when they needed one. Here's the game clincher by Starks, just under 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Packers have two tight ends. The Falcons are loaded up for the run. And on this play, Josh Sitton will pull to help lead the way. And you can see as the blocking sets up here, Sitton will plow through the defensive back. John Kuhn and Richard Rodgers will handle those two. Lindsley's here. And as we continue, we also see, look at that, Jordy Nelson once again sealing the outside. Starks is down the sideline for 41 yards, and the Packers have closed out a six-point win. Solid execution of the blocking up front and patience and vision by the running backs, both on the play side and finding the cutback lanes on the backside. That's the kind of running game the Packers would love to carry with them the rest of December and perhaps beyond. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.